So I'm going to read two stories from a collection of stories, kind of an anthology of sorts, called Kwaidan, Stories and Studies of Strange Things. And it was compiled by Lefcadio Hearn. Oshirori. There was a falconer and hunter named Sonjo who lived in the district called Tomura no Go of the province of Mutsu. One day he went out hunting and could not find any game. But on his way home at a place called Akanuma, he perceived a pair of oshirori swimming together in a river that he was about to cross. To kill oshirori is not good, but Sonjo happened to be very hungry, and he shot at the pair. His arrow pierced the male. The female escaped into the rushes of the further shore and disappeared. Sonjo took the dead bird home and cooked it. That night, he dreamed a dreary dream. It seemed to him that a beautiful woman came into his room and stood by his pillow and began to weep. So bitterly did she weep that Sonjo felt as if his heart were being torn out while he listened. And the woman cried to him, Why did you kill him? Of what was he guilty? At Akanuma, we were so happy together, and you killed him. What harm did he ever do to you? Do you even know what you have done? Do you know what a cruel, what a wicked thing you have done? Me too you have killed, for I will not live without my husband. Only to tell you this, I came. Then again she wept aloud, so bitterly that the voice of her crying pierced into the marrow of the listener's bones. She sobbed out the words of this poem. At the coming of twilight, I invited him to return with me. Now to sleep alone in the shadow of the rushes of Akanuma, what misery unspeakable! And after having uttered these verses, she exclaimed, you cannot know what you have done, but tomorrow, when you go to Akanuma, you will see. You will see. So saying and weeping very piteously, she went away. When Sonjo awoke in the morning, this dream remained so vivid in his mind that he was greatly troubled. He remembered the words, "But tomorrow, when you go to Akanuma, you will see. You will see." And he resolved to go there at once, that he might learn whether his dream was anything more than a dream. So he went to Akanuma, and there, when he came to the riverbank, he saw the female oshirori swimming alone. In that same moment, the bird perceived Sonjo. But, instead of trying to escape, she swam straight towards him, looking at him the while in a strange, fixed way. Then, with her own beak, she suddenly tore open her body and died before the hunter's eyes. Sonjo shaved his head and became a priest. Uba Sakura. 300 years ago, in the village called Asmamora, in the district called Onsengori, in the province of Iyo, there lived a good man named Tokubai. This Tokubai was the richest person in the district, and the Murasoa, or headman, of the village. In most manners, he was fortunate, but he reached the age of 40 without knowing the happiness of becoming a father. Therefore, he and his wife, in the affliction of their childlessness, addressed many prayers to the divinity Furumoyo, who had a famous temple called Saihoji in Asmamora. At last the prayers were heard. The wife of Tokubai gave birth to a daughter. The child was very pretty, and she received the name of Suyu. As the mother's milk was deficient, a milk nurse called Osere was hired for the little one. Osuyu grew up to be a very beautiful girl, but at the age of 15 she fell sick, and the doctors thought that she was going to die. In that time, the nurse Osore, who loved Osuyu with a real mother's love, went to the temple Saihoji and fervently prayed to Furusama on behalf of the girl. Every day, for 21 days, she went to the temple and prayed, and at the end of that time, Osuyu suddenly and completely recovered. Then there was great rejoicing in the house of Tokubai, and he gave a feast to all his friends in celebration of the happy event. But on the night of the feast, the nurse Osure was suddenly taken ill, and on the following morning, the doctor, who had been summoned to attend her, announced that she was dying. Then the family, in great sorrow, gathered around her bed to bid her farewell. But she said to them, "It is time that I should tell you something which you do not know. My prayers have been heard. I besought Furu-sama that I might be permitted to die in the place of Osuyo, and this great favor has been granted me. Therefore, you must not grieve about my death. But I have one request to make. I promised Furu-sama that I would have a cherry tree planted in the garden of Saihoji for a thank offering and a commemoration. Now I shall not be able to plant the tree there, so I beg that you will fulfill the vow for me. Goodbye, dear friends, and remember that I was happy to die for Osuyo's sake. After the funeral of Osure, a young cherry tree, the finest that could be found, was planted in the garden of Saihoji by the parents of Osuyo. The tree grew and flourished, and on the 16th day of the second month of the following year, the anniversary of Osure's death, it blossomed in a wonderful way. So it continued to blossom for 254 years, always upon the 16th day of the second month, and its flowers, pink and white, were like the nipples of a woman's breasts bedewed with milk, and the people called it Uba Sakura, the cherry tree of the milk nurse." So, this anthology was compiled by a Greek man who later moved to Japan and actually died there. He stayed there for the rest of his life. And it's a bit antiquated, and, you know, obviously it's written from an outsider's perspective, from a foreigner's perspective, but I kind of like the idea of it. And I was thinking maybe next week, all the stories are pretty short, so just maybe releasing once a day, the whole week, one of these stories. Because I like them, and they're not like the spoopy scary that a lot of these other stories were. But I think it's nice to reflect on this kind of cultural view and look at old type of legends and ghost stories. So let me know. You can reach out to me wherever. Email's probably best at aclassichorrorpodcast@gmail.com. I'm being very naughty with my social media postings, but I'm working on it. So just let me know, and thanks for listening.